Hey on the Chinese. Tanya, Ava, Binyamin, Einer, Al Shmeid, Vodim, Hoyisi, Mitzdaim. Okay, it's the last small line. Last small line. Tanya Amar, Yom Donir, Al Shnei Devarim, Hayisi Mitzar Kol Yamai. I had Tsar. I'll try to speak up. I had Tsar. Al Shnei Devarim, Hayisi Mitzar Kol Yamai. There were two things that I had Tsar my entire life. Number one, Al Tfilah Shatei Lefnei Mitas. Number one, my Tfilah should be before my bed. The Gemara will explain in a moment exactly what that means. Number two, the Amitas stage the Sunday Bain Suffer. Number two, that my bed also should be between north and south. And that means simply that a person's bed should be positioned in his home north and south, not east and west, because the Shekhinah rests in the east and the west.
So it doesn't matter where his head is?
No, so his head should either be facing north or facing south. The head should not be facing east and west. Today, I do not believe we are makbid on this. It could be this only true in Eretz Yisrael. Could be it's only true mamish in Yerushalayim, in the Ir Atika. I don't even know if it's true there. We're makbid on this. But certainly, I don't think, I don't know. I really don't know for sure, but I don't, could be there are people that are makbid on this, but b'derech kol you don't hear people being makbid on such a thing, that they're dining in their bedroom, they should have the bed arranged a certain way, because the shechina is present, and therefore the person, especially when you get in yoni ishus, it's not proper that he should be mezalzel in the shechina. Okay, now the Gemara goes back to the first halacha. What is the first halacha? Al tefilas shtein lefnei mitasi. What does mean lefnei mitasi? Ilema lefnei mitasi mamish. That when he davens, he should not daven in front of the wall, but there should be a hefsek between himself and the wall. There should be a bed. The bed should be mafsik between himself and the wall. That doesn't make any sense. That's clearly not true, because the Amar Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rabbi Tein Rabbi Shimon Levi Minayin Lemespal Shelo Yehi Dover Chaytzeitz Beinoy LeBein Akir. The person should not have a hefsek between himself and the wall. Shneamar. We learn from Chana. Vayasev. I'm sorry. From Chizkiyah. Vayasev Chizkiyah upon a Velakir. Vayispalel. So we learn from Chizkiyah who there should not be a hefsek. So how can it mean mamish the bed? The more you write loitemo lefnei mitasi eleimo samuch lemitasi, which means the first thing you do in the morning is you daven. You're not supposed to go to work. You're not supposed to check your email. You're not supposed to look at the BlackBerry until you daven. That's the first thing you do. It's a very big nisayon. It's a very big nisayon to wake up in the morning and not to look at your email, not to look. It's a very, very hard. But that's a very big mile. I was mocked on this my entire life. I mean, it used to be, this wasn't a nisayon years ago. You get up, you go to daven. Today, this generation, it's a very big mis not to go online on the way out of the house to see what's doing in the world. Number two, V'al mitas yishtetei lefnei subei l'bein tzaf l'daroim. D'yomar rabbi chom b'rabbi yichanin d'yomar rabbi yitzvah kolonais l'mitas l'bein tzaf l'daroim chav loy bonim z'chodim. If a person is not mezalzel in the shechina, he will marry to have male children. Shenemar utzufun chatmalei bitnam yisvul bonim. Now the simple interpretation means that the person's beten, his insides, will be filled with what's tzafun for oilam haba. Supunecha means things that are put away in the next world. The rewards of the next world will be given to a person in this world. Yisvu Badman, he will be sated with children. But the Gemara is making the drasha, and the drasha is that tsifuncha means tsofoin, that the bed should be arranged in the north-south direction, and then he will merit to have bidnam yisbu bonim, and he will have a tamali bidnam. His stomach will be filled with blessing, he'll be healthy, and he will be zoicha to yisbu bonim, and the bonim he refers to bonim means male children, blosh and zohar, and that will be the bracha. Rav Nachman Yitzchak Amar, afein ishto nemapeles nefalim, another bracha. His wife will not miscarry. Ksiv Ocha, it says, Utsufuncha, Tamale Bitnam, the word Tamale. Tamale is to be, what does it mean, Tamale? Tamale is to be filled. He will be filled with blessing. I'm going to make a drasha, Gzereshava to Rivka. It says, Barimcha, Ksiv Ocha, Vayimolu, Yomecha Lolev. The same with Vayimolu, and there, Vayimolu, what's Vayimolu? Full term. The baby was born full term. Vinei soimim bivitnan. She had twins, so we make zereshav that a person's wife will not have a miscarriage. She will be zoicha to be her beten will be a full term next. Tanya, I'm going to marry Mishnah. I'm talking to this as well. V'kadam echa mehem lispalel. One person is a quick shmona esrei, and he finishes davening. And he does not wait for his friend. He leaves early. He finishes down Rishon Esrei and he leaves his friend all alone in the Beis HaKnesses. So the Yatza, so he's punished. What's the punishment? Tarfin loy tifnasai b'fanav. His tefillah is ripped up. His tefillah, this prayer that ascends to heaven, is destroyed, and he's not does not get the benefit of his tefillah. Shenemar, toyreif nafshoy bi'apo halamancha te'ozev aretz. The main interpretation of this means, but simply means, toy means to rip up. Nafshoy refers to prayer. His prayer will be ripped up be'apo in his presence, immediately in front of him, because halamancha. Do you think that it's only for you? Or it's the Shechina should depart from the earth. And this means as follows. There are many interpretations. The simplest interpretation is, in ancient times, that's why this man applied this man azeh, the Batei Kinesios were in the fields. They were not in the place of Yishuv. Because if you want to daven, you have to go to a quiet place. And at night, it's dangerous. So if you leave your friend all alone in the Beis HaKnesses, he can't concentrate. Because he's afraid, who knows, there might be a ganav, there might be a bandit that will come in and kill him. So as long as there are other people in the Beis HaKnesses, then you have Yishuv Hadas. But if you leave and he's all alone, he'll be terrified, he'll not be able to be mechavin, he'll not daven properly, and the Shechina will not be present. So you're selfish. You only come to shul for yourself. You don't come to shul, you don't want to allow your friend also to daven with kavana. So therefore, in that punishment, for that aver, for not having the sensitivity to give an opportunity to your friend also to daven yishuv hadas, your tefillah will also be destroyed. That's one interpretation. Another interpretation is Mishnah Pirkei Avos, that shnayim, the oiskin, the Torah, lav dafka Torah, two people come together, there's a greater and more intense degree of shechina than if a person is all alone. You have 2, 3, 5, 10, all different levels of shechina. 2 is a greater intensity. So when you leave, that extra dosage of shechina will depart because you're leaving. Denying your friend that extra degree of shechina is a sin, and therefore the person's own tefillah is destroyed. So the pasuk again one more time, toireif, they will just rip up nafshay, his own prayer, bi'apo, in his presence, meaning immediately, because you're selfish. Halamancha, do you think you are the only one in this world for your own sake? Te'ozev, aretz, the Shechina should depart from the world. When you leave, the Shechina is going to leave with you. Because, for the two reasons, because the other person can't concentrate anymore anyway, or the combination of two people is greater, so you only care about yourself. Just about yourself you're concerned the Shechina should be here, but you don't care that your friend, that the Shechina should also remain here for your friend. But you're selfish, you're going to lose out. You're going to lose out for yourself as well. You're not going to. Your tefillah will also be ripped. V'loyoid ella shagor. When a person does something so terrible, this person that's selfish, doesn't care about his friend, that causes the shechina to depart from the world. Ella shagorim v'loyoid ella shagorim shlushchina shetfalik min Yisrael shnemar vayetak. These pasukim continue. This is all a continuation. We're darshening. That's the end of the pasuk. This is pasuk in Iyoyif. So we darsh in the beginning of the pasuk. Toref nafsha biapo halmancha teozav aretz. And the last three words are vayetak tsur mimukoymai. Hashem is the rock. Hashem is the rock, and the rock will leave mimukoymai from the place from this world. Miloi chol aretz kavoydei. The shechina will leave the world because when people are selfish, it's a horrible thing. The Gemara is telling you very important lesson. We daven. You notice the whole nuschat tefillah is blushing rabin. Everything is Hashem. Our pain. Everything is blush around. When you daven, you have to daven for others. If you only daven for yourself, it doesn't go. And that's here, the basic message. The person is so insensitive. You daven Zol Shem Nesri, you couldn't kill us by your friend. You totally missed the whole point of tefillah. So not only are you going to lose your tefillah, then your tefillah, the Shechina will be stalek from Klal Yisrael. Vayetak tzur v'mukam v'yed tzur v'lach. V'sh Baruch Hu Shemar, tzur yilat chateshi. This, the rock which I've given birth to has become weak. This pasuk in Devarim. Pasuk of Musa. This is a pasuk of Musa. Klal Yisrael has forgotten Hashem. So Yilat Chatesh, that the rock that has the Hashem that has given birth to you, has produced you, Tesh has become weak when we do not follow in his ways. When we do not follow the way of the Sparrow, like the Sparrow, the Hashkocha leaves us. But what do we extract from this pasuk? That the word Tsur refers to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Vim Himdin. Let's say a person does wait. Loi Mas Sukhara. What is the reward? Omar, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Chanina, Zeichel, the Brachos, Halalu. If he does wait, he'll merit the following Brachos, Shenemar, Lu, Hikshaftu, Lu, Mitzvoisai. That's the next pasuk. The pasuk, this leads up to this pasuk continues in the, I'm sorry, this is a different pasuk. This is a different pasuk. Different pasuk in Yeshaya. Lu, if you'll only listen to my commandments, and in this case it means to wait for your friend, your peace will flow like a river, and your righteousness will flow like the waves of the sea, and your children will be as numerous as the sand, and those that come out of your womb, Kim Oisov, Lo Yikore, Pasuk goes on to say they will not be cut off and they will not be destroyed, and you'll merit very great blessing. If only you will listen to the commandments of Hashem, and in this context it means to the Gemara's drasha here is Rashi really points out is Lu Hikshafta, Lashon Hamtonahi. Hikshafta means we always translate to hearken, to listen very carefully. But the more precise translation of Hikshafta means to tarry. Doesn't just mean to listen, it means to wait and listen. So since the entire theme of this halacha is a person should wait, don't just run away when you finish davening, be patient, give someone else an opportunity, Nimela, we draw in this pasuk in Yeshaya, the reward for waiting, even though normally it's translated to listen carefully, but it also means to wait for your friend, you'll merit these beautiful brachos of have peace. Peace will flow like a river, and righteousness will flow like waves of the sea, and your children will number like the sand. Okay, next Tanyalim Raisa, Rabbi Abinyam Leimer Ilmol, now the Gemara discusses demons. We're going back to Kriya Shema, and we learned this goes back to the previous staff. One of the reasons why we say Kriya Shema is Shmira, Kriya Shema Al Hamita. There's the mitzvah of Kriya Shema of Torah, that's what we say, Myriv, and then there's you say Kriya Shema before you go to sleep as a protection from the demons. And in fact, the first letter of Shema is Shin, and the last letter of the first pasuk, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, is a Dalet. What is Shin Dalet? Shade. When you say the pasuk of Kriya Shema, you're protected from the Shadim, from the demons. And we don't know what these things are today anyway, we're totally not into this. What? Today the Rambam says no more. Afudna says the famous part is that when the Rambam passes, they don't exist. They cease to exist.
Yeah.
But until the Psak Halacha, they did exist. Zeluma Zebar Lukim, Chazal says that when they were in Shonim Kadmonias, where there was a greater degree of Kedusha, Zeluma Zeh, there was a degree of Tumah of Shadim. Bizman Azeh, Niskanu Hadarus, we don't have that Kedusha. Mela, we don't have the Kaycha Tumah of Shadim either, but still, halacha is halacha, nothing changes. Tanya, Abu Yana, which is Ryan Leroy, for the eye can see, if the eye was given permission to see the Shadim, in Kol Bria Yecholam of Ne'amazik, and the person would be terrified. Be terrified to see the millions of shadim that are all over the place. Amna Abaye Inu Nefishim Inan, they're much more numerous than us. The Kaimi Alon Ki Kislo Lugyum. Kislo Raj says is a row, a furrow. When they plant grain, the plow comes and it brings a furrow in the ground. And it creates like a row of earth. You dig a trench so you have the boundary, you have the ridge of the trench on the left and the right. That's what the shadim look like. There's a tall pile of them on our left, on our right, trying to attack us. He kisla, like a trench, the ridge of a trench, l'ugya, along a trench. Omar Rav Huna kol chad v'chad minon, each human being, each one of us, Alpha Mismole has 1,000 on the left, Urivavasa miyimine, and 10,000 on the right. Amarava, hai duchka dehavi bekala, when a person goes to a shir, and he feels squashed. You feel squashed here? I don't think so, but if you go to a Reisman shir, and say Shabbos, and you feel squashed, why? It's not because of the people, it's because there are a lot of demons. When there are a lot of people, so the number of demons increase exponentially, and you're feeling the pressure of the demons. It comes from the demons. If a person feels that his knees are tired, they're about to buckle, his knees are worn out, they come from the demons. Hane mani drabonim the balu, there are clothing of the rabbanim that wear out, they become worn. Michufya ditu, it comes from the rubbing of the demons. The demons rub against a person's clothing, and that's why they feel like that. Hani kare de menakvan. The Gemara said, Hani mani drabonim the balu. Wait, hani mani drabonim the balu. Michufya ditu, hani comes from the rubbing of the demons. Kare de menakvan. The legs that knock against us. Another example, there are legs that bang against us when we do, what do we do, what is referring to? Give me one second, what does this mean over here? You notice this? Elu haraglayim hamiskolos v'nukshot. So it just means that legs which are, when you're walking in the street, if you feel like your legs are banging against each other, it's due to the sensation of the demons that are rubbing. If a person wants to see that, you want to see the demons really exist, what should you do? What you should do is take for yourself ash, fine sifted ash, and spread it. Spread it around your bed. With safra, in the morning you'll see footprints. The footprints look like chicken prints, and these are really the demons. Chazek hikari ditanagolo, you'll see the legs of chickens, what look like chickens, and that are the legs of the demons. Haiman devoy limerzinu, a person wants to actually see that. I want to see the demon. So here we have a technique. Leisi shulisa deshunrasa uchmasa, take the placenta of a black cat, that's the afterbirth. A cat gives birth, there's some type of a membrane which accompanies the fetus. Take the fetus, the afterbirth of a black cat, and make sure the black cat is the child of a black cat. The mother is also black. Basuch masa, buchrisa. The cat has to be a firstborn. Bas buchrisa. The mother also must be a firstborn. The liklei benua should burn this placenta of a black cat, son of a black cat, the firstborn, son of a firstborn, and burn it in fire. The lishchake should rub it. Should the limali ene should rub, take, burn it, then rub the rub it, and smear the limali ene mine, and smear it on your eyes. And when you do that, you'll be able, it'll be a magic potion which will give you X-ray vision. You'll be able to see the demons. The chazilah, you'll see it. And but what should you do? You should be very careful to make sure that you take all of the leftover ash and hide it. Because if the demons get a hold of the leftover ash of the placenta of a black cat, the mother of a black cat, firstborn, son of a firstborn, it can be a sakana for the world. V'leshadye beguvsa de parzila, you shall cast it, put it in a tube, an iron tube, ulechasme, and you shall seal it. Beguspanka, guspanka is a seal of the parzila of iron. Dilma ganve mine, to make sure the black cat does, the demons don't steal the ash. Because if they steal the ash, somehow there will be a sakana to the world. The lachdaim puma, when you do this, make sure when you look at the demons, it's critical that you keep your mouth shut. Why? A person can lose his mind. It's some type of supernatural thing. The Gemara tells a story that Rabbi Barabaya Ovad Hachi, he went and he did this test. He did this entire thing, and he did not keep his mouth shut. His mouth was open. Chaza, he saw the Itzak, and he was injured. It came upon him some type of injury. We do not know if this was physical or spiritual. Boy, Rabban Rachmele, the Rabban were mispalel. They prayed on his behalf for Rafua Shleima, the Itzen, he was healed. Obviously, it goes without saying that we have no clue what this thing means. I'm sure you look in the Divrei Agoda, there are some, it's Mesholim, Elu ve'Elu, many, some learn it literally, some learn it as Mesholim, but obviously just everything the Chazal say, they are great Seidahs, and we have to just keep that in mind, even though we don't know exactly what these things mean. Tanya, Abinyam Raimer, Ein Tfilah Shel Adam, Nishmas Elu Beis HaKnesses. The best place to daven is in the Beis HaKnesses, Shenemar, L'Shmoya El Horina V'Yala Tfilah, B'Mokam Rina, the Beis HaKnesses, Esses, a place of reading, because you sing. You sing in beautiful nigunim together and Hallel and Shabbos and Yamtif. Shom Tehei Tefillah, there is where there should be tefillah. So you have a rai over here that the Gemara was a chassidish hanayim, because the real heavy duty litvish places, they never sing during davening. So it must be that there was, they were chassidim. I'm just joking. What? The Litvaks, they don't sing Lecha, they don't even die, they don't even say Lecha Dori. Kabbalah Shabbos, the real Litvish shuls, you say at home. Kabbalah Shabbos is done at home. You come to shul for Baruch Hu. That's what they do. Today already it's hard to find a yeshiva that does this, but the traditional yeshivas, Kabbalah Shabbos is in the house. Is that, you ever heard this before? And you come to the base medrash for Baruch Hu. Okay, this is the story. Amar Ravin Barado Amar Bitzak Nain Shakon Shparuch Hu Motzu the base Knesset Harina Kon Shparuch Hu Sanu Base Knesset Shemar Elokim Nitzav Hashem stands Badas Kel and among the assembly of Hashem, and the assembly refers of course to the base Knesset where people gather together in honor of Kel. Uminayin Liasar Shem Espalim Shashchina Yimorem Shemar Same Drasha Elokim Nitzav Badas Kel. Ada is 12, but Hora, only the evil ones. Lafuke, Yeshuva Kolev, there was 12 minus 2, 10. So it says, how do you know that if three Dayanim sing in Din? This means they're now learning Torah, they're passing Halach, someone comes to them for Shaila, for Psak Halacha. And they answer the question, even the Din Shashchina Yimorem Shemar, Bekerev Elokim Yishpoit. Even when there's only Mishpat, Yishpoit, even there, Elokim Hashem is present. When we now in the Shnayim, Shayashim, Yoskim, Torah, Shashchina Yimorem Shemar, Oz Nidbiru, Yirei Hashem, Ish El Re'eu. One to another, only two. And what does it say? Vayakshev Hashem, Hashem bent his ear to listen. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes even amongst two. My, and the pasuk includes, the whole pasuk reads, let me read through the entire pasuk. Oz Nidbiru, Yirei Hashem, Ish El Re'eu, Vayakshev Hashem, Vayishmo, Vayikosev Sefer Zikaron Lefonav, and Hashem records what he hears. Liyirei Hashem, those that fear Hashem, ulchoshvei shmo, those that even think about His name. So, what does it mean here when the pasuk says ulchoshvei shmo? My ulchoshvei shmo. Amar Rav Ashi choshav adam anu halacha. The Kadosh Baruch Hu records even a good thought. A choshav adam laasoyis mitzvah v'nenas. He was unable to do the mitzvah. Doesn't matter. V'liyasa male love akosav kilu asa. Hashem records it. It's as if He did the mitzvah. Uminayin, and that's only true when it comes to a mitzvah, not when it comes to an avera. When it comes to an avera, Hashem does not have a person that kavod an avera, but not an avera, and the Shparuch Hu forgets about it. I mean, Hashem does not record it. By a guy, it's the other way around. By a guy, it's another chazal, even if he has kavod do an avera, it's recorded. Comes to a mitzvah, it's not necessarily recorded unless Imamish Rapoil does the mitzvah. Uminayin, the sofa we learned about 10. We learned about 3. Learned about 2. How do we know that even one person that's Isaac in Torah with Tfilah Kol Shparuch was there? Minayin Shafilu Echad Sheyeshev Yosek B'Torah Sheshchina Yimo Shneamar B'Chol Hamokoyim Asher Azkir Eshemi, where I will mention my name. Over Lech, I will come to you. V'Yachtich Nehel, bless you. V'Moris Akashkim Yachad Afilu Echad Avnad Nehel D'Moris Akashkim. What's going on? We have here multiple tzukim, a whole series of drashas. Hashem comes when there's 10. Hashem comes when there's 3. Hashem comes when there's 2. Hashem comes when there's 1. Why do we have to have so many psukim? Once we know that Hashem comes even when there's 1, kol shekein to, kol shekein to, kol shekein of 10. So, b'chim yachad, afilu b'chad, trei mibaya. The Gemara says it's a difference. When it comes to trei, when there's 2, michtavan milayu. B'sefer ha-zichroi nois. When there is 2, then Hashem actually only says this idea that it's written, it's recorded. It only says this expression of Vayikosev Sefer Zikaron Lifanov when it's Ish El Re'ehu. So there's a Maila of two. When you learn Bechavrusa, you have the Maila that what you learn is recorded by Hashem in what is called a Sefer Zikaron. If you learn alone without a Chavrusa, it's a Gevald Gezach. Hashem is there. But you don't have the Maila of a Sefer Zikaron. It's a very important thing to keep in mind, the Maila of learning the Chavrusa. Chad Trey Michlevan Milayu, the Sefer, Zachzoinus. Chad Loy Michlevan Milayu, the Sefer, Zachzoinus. So if we have me both to teach us this concept. So why do we have to have three? So the answer is, if you look carefully in the Pasuk, it says, be careful, look in Yishpoit. Mishpat is three, it's judgment. We needed three Dayanim. But Mishpat is L'choir is not learning. When you have three Dayanim and are sitting around the table, and someone comes ask a Shaila, and they give an answer, that's not called Torah. There's no pilpul in Torah. They're not learning a daf Gemara. So maybe the Shechina is not present when it comes to a Bezdin that paskins a halacha. That's not the highest level of Torah. How do you know the Shechina comes? My the same Adina when it comes to Dayanim paskining halacha. Shlomo ba'almuhu. That's just to make peace. Among people, there's a disagreement. What's the halacha? We have a shaila, we have a disagreement in the moment. What's the halacha? The best paskin is the halacha. That's not a darg of toiro tfila that deserves shechina. V'loyasya shechina. Kamash malon. It's a very big chiddush. There's a lot of toiro on this. Dedina nami hainu toiro. Paskening halacha is mamish asuke. That's my toiro. This is staying Moshe Rabbeinu. What do you do the whole day? Paskin Shilas. What did David do the whole day? That was the previous staff. Pesach Halacha. All of the greatest kings. Yoshiyahu. Tishrei. What about Yoshiyahu? All the Tishrei was at Yoshiyahu. What did he do? Paskin Halachas. That's what it says all about all the great kings. All the great Tishrei HaTanach. What did they do the whole day? Shlomo HaMelech. The whole day. Paskin Halacha. So Kamashmon, the dina nami hainu taira. The Mursa Kasha Khmyakha the Afilu Tlosa, if that's the case that Khmyakh the Afilu Tlosa Asami by so why do we need 10? What's the mile of 10? So the Mars has Sarah Kodma Shrina Ve Asya. We're dealing with 10 and the Shrina comes first. It's a tremendous chiddush that Hashem knows in advance, a darg of Nevuah. If Hashem knows that there's going to be 10 are going to come, he will come before. Incredible chiddush. How does that work? How does Hashem know what's going to happen? I mean, Hashem gives bechira. So obviously, even though there's going to be bechira, man has a choice if he's going to come or not. It's up to you to decide to get together to go learn Torah. But Hashem knows the future, and he already came before you decided to learn the Asiya.
Why do we need a minyan?
What?
Why do we need a minyan for Torah?
Why? That's another halacha. Nikdashti. That's a different idea.
Not because of
the Nikdashti, no. That's a different Nikdashti. Today, Udavasha, the Kedushi, need 10. That's a whole different halacha altogether. Here we're discussing learning Torah. We're learning Torah, Rabbin, 10. When 10 will learn Torah, the Ribbon Shalom already has come before the people have come. Hashem knows what's going to be in the future. Shechinuk, Asar Kodim, Shechin, Vyasin, Tulasim, we have three. The Shechinah does not come on the Yasvi until the people, the Dayanim, sit. So, bottom line, we have a pasuk for 10, a pasuk for 3, a pasuk for 2, a pasuk for 1. Each one has a maila. 10, learning Torah, the Shechina already came before you. Hashem knows the future, despite the fact you have a bechira, Hashem was already there. 3, even though it's only din, it's not mamish Torah, it's in Echonami, it's Zel Bazach. 2, it's Sefer Zikaron. 1, and certainly Sefer Zikaron for 3 and 10. 1, it's not safe as the current, but even one, Hashem will come and listen to what one person has to say when one person learns Torah. Oh, no,
we have more than 10 here.
Baruch Hashem. So Hashem came before we arrived. Oh, Rabbi Yavin, by Rav Ado, Rabbi Yitzchak, Minayin Shekel, Shbaruch Hu, Maniach Tefillin. How did Hashem wear some? This is a very mystical Gemara. Hashem wears, by the way, Hashem wears a talus also. That's not this Gemara. When Moshe went to Shemayim, after the Cheder Egel, Hashem was nis'atef with a talus, kishliach tzibur, to teach Moshe how to be mispalel, to say the Yud Gil Midas. It's another Gemara. So Hashem wears a talus. Hashem also wears Tefillin. These are the only two things that we mamash find Feirish Hashem does talis and tefillin. So Minayin, Shachadosh Baruch Hu Nechtzil Hashem says in the pasuk, Nishma Nishba Hashem Biminoi. Hashem has sworn by His right hand. Uvizroya Uzoa and His mighty arm. What makes a drasha? Bimino in His right hand. The Tfilin goes in the left hand, not the right. So when it says Biminoi Zoy Torah, Hashem has sworn by the Torah. The Torah is in the right. Shneamar Mimino in the right. Eish Daslam, a fiery law. Eish means fire. Das means a law. Torah is a law. Lomo onto them, onto the Jewish people. Uvizroya uzo elu tfilin. Shneamar Hashem oz liamo yitin. Hashem gives might to His nation, and the might referring to is tfilin. Is tfilin. I mean, how do you know that? How do you know that the tfilin is the might? Is the might that Hashem gives Klal Yisrael? Because Uminayin Shat Tfilin Oiz Heim Li Yisrael. The sins of the pasuk V'ra'u Kol Am Eretz Kishem Hashem Nikro Lecha V'yodu Mimeka, and they'll be afraid of you. The Tanya L'Nebraisa. What does that mean? Tanya L'Nebraisa. Rabbi Lizal Gadol Omer Eilu Tfilin Shabaroish. The Tfilin Shabaroish, the Shin on the Tfilin Shabaroish, the Shem Hashem, when the nations of the world see the Jewish people wearing Tfilin, they're afraid of us. That's the might of Klal Yisrael. So now that we know that Tfilin is Ois, and Hashem gives Ois, and that we contrast the Ois to the right hand, and the left hand is the Yad Keah, so it must mean that the Ois that Hashem is giving refers to Tfilin. Hashem also is wearing Tfilin. Omar le Rabbi Nachman bar Yitzchak Rabbi Chiya bar Avina Afilu Hanifil Demorialmo. The Tfilin Kodesh Baruch Hu Maximi. What is it in the Tfilin? There are four parshios. So Omale, it says in the Tfilin Mika Amucha Yisrael Goyechad Baretz. Who is like? We say Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Hashem compliments our Shema Yisrael by saying to us Umi Ke Amucha Yisrael. Umi, the Gemara says, really? Umi Mishtabech Kodesh Baruch Hu Bishvachai. The Yisrael the Kodesh Baruch Hu praises Himself over the Jewish people. In yes, it says Es Hashem Hemarit Hayom. Hemarit means you have made great. Klal Yisrael has made Hashem great, and the pasuk includes the Hashem Hemimircha Hayom has made you great. So Hashem does take pride in Klal Yisrael. The nail of the parsha of Tefillin Kodesh Baruch Hu is Mika Amcha Yisrael. You have made me chativ. Chativ is a very hard word to translate. It means an ornament, a design, a piece of jewelry. You have made me into a chativa, a beautiful thing, achas, a unique, a chativa achas olam. Vani, I will reciprocate. Vani eschem chativa achas olam. Atem asisuni chativa achas olam shnemar. Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Vani eschem chativa achas olam shnemar. Umikiam choyus kmiam chesul gei chabaretz. Amul Rav Acha Brei Derav Rav Ashi Teinuch. That's good for Bechad Beisa. But there are four batim. The tefillin of Ribbono Shel Olam must correspond to the batim of our tefillin. So that's only good for one. What does it say? Amalei me. The second parish is me ki me goy gadol. Who's a great nation? Like Klal, the pasuk goes on to say, I'll read you the whole pasuk, at least part of the pasuk. Umi goy gadol asher loy elokim kreivim elav kashem lokim b'chol kareinu elav. So that. So it talks about Klal. Who is a great nation like Klal Yisrael that is zocher to have a relationship with Hakadosh Baruch Hu? And the pasuk goes, Umi goy ki mi goy gadol, umi goy gadol. That's all part of that same pasuk. And then next pasuk, Ashrecha Yisrael Michamaycha. That's the parish Zos Habracha. And another pasuk we just had in the last week's parish was Chanan Oy Hanisoy Lukim Lavoy Lukachas Lagoy Mikarav Goy. And another pasuk will the Sitcha Elyoin Al Kol Goyei Haaretz. So we have here basically six psukim. Each pasuk occupies one bayis of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Problem is, you're only allowed to have four. Bal Tosef. Hashem can be over Bal Tosef. Mi yachin nefishilu tuvei. Batim is too much. So the Gemara says, Ella, the Gemara says we have to combine. Ki Ella, ki mi goy gadol, and umi goy gadol, the dami in lahadad. That's really a part of one pasuk, Yishnav. That's really part of one pasuk. So this araya, that it could very well be that originally there were two psukim. We don't have an exact mesorah No, I take it back. We attack. It's two psukim. It's not. It's two psukim. Yeah, I'm sorry. It's zayin ches. It is two psukim. Okay. So these are two psukim. They're next to each other. Being that they are similar in theme and concept, they're going to be combined into one pasuk. Ella. They will be inserted into one bias. Ashrecho Yisrael, umichamcho Yisrael, the next two psukim that we mentioned, those are also similar in concept, also b'chad beisa. And then, oy hanisa l'kim b'chad beisa, ulesidcha elyon b'chad beisa, those two psukim also b'chad beisa. So total, we're taking the six and we're breaking it down into four, we're combining and merging. And by merging, we have only four batim. And when it comes to the tefillah shel yad, we know that the four are joined in one bias. The kulu ksiv adart, and all of them are all joined together by adart and the tefillah shel yad. It's all one bias, just like by us, it's one bias. By Hashem, we're all put in one bias. Next, Amar Rav, Amar Abba, Amar Mitzvah, Kol Rogel, Lovin. The basic necessity of loy boyom, like a person comes every day to Shachris, davening, and one day he doesn't show up, so he gets a special drisha by Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Hakadosh Baruch Hu mashul by Hashem asks, where is this person? I love him. He comes every day until he doesn't show up. Shnemar, mi bochem yirei Hashem. Who among you is a yirei Hashem? Shmei b'kol avdu, who listens? There's an unbelievable pasuk. You listen. Rashi says to the shliach, to the shatz. You listen to the shliach tzibur. That means you're not supposed to read the pamphlets, the papers on the table. That's not what it says in the pasuk. The whole pasuk that says that Kadosh Baruch Hu mishael b'shloima, when you don't come, is only if you come and you listen to Chazara Sashatz. Yeshemeya b'kol avdoi, to the shliach tzibar. Ashahola chasheichen, he has gone into darkness. He's not here. Ve'ein noigaloi. He's not in the Beis HaKnesses. It's dark. He doesn't have the benefit of the schus of tzilah with the tzibur. So the one makes a drash. So even dvar mitzvah halachah, the answer is that he's gone dvar mitzvah. You know why he's not here? Because he has to do a mitzvah. A mitzvah noigaloi. So kiner mitzvah v'torah or. So even though it's true that he missed out on the or, the kedusha of davening, but the mitzvah that he has attended to, that will serve as a replacement for not coming to the Beis HaKnesses. V'imu dvar shul solach, he went on business, not for the dvar mitzvah, so he's missing out the aura of the shechina in the Beis HaKnesses, and he's missing out kiner mitzvah v'torah. He did not go for the dvar mitzvah, go for dvar shul, so he has nothing. So therefore, ein megalo. And he has no light. He's missing out. He has lost out. Yiftach b'shem Hashem, my timer. Pasuk includes. We have to look at the end of the pasuk. The pasuk includes the entire pasuk. Yishai mibuchem yirei Hashem. Who among you is yirei Hashem? Shemeh b'kolavdu. Who listens to the shliach tzibur? You come to Beis HaKnesses. Asher holach hashaychin. And today you didn't show up. You don't have the bench of the shechina. They know yalom. So what does it say? It says in this situation, what should a person do? He needs chizuk. Yiftach b'shem Hashem v'yisho'in be'elokov yishav faith in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the more elaborates. What is the conclusion of this pasuk refer to? Yiftach b'shem Hashem, my timer. So the more it makes a drasha, my timer. What's the reason why he is criticized? The ein noigaloi. Why is he punished that he will not have the benefit of the noiga, the brightness of the shechina rest upon him? Because the drasha, he should have had faith in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He should not have gone away l'dvar rishus. Since only dvar rishus, he should have fit it into his schedule to be able to fulfill his dvar rishus without sacrificing, forfeiting the zuchus of davening tefillah in the Beis HaKnesses. My timer, mishum dahav. That's how the more darsh is the end of this part. The simplification is, so it's not bashit. It's an instruction. A person should have faith in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're making a drasha. This is juxtaposed to the end of the criticism or the end of the punishment. Why is he going to be punished with Ein Noigaloi? Because Yiftach, he should have had faith and not went away from the Beis HaKnesses and forfeit the schus of Tila B'tzibah. Amar Rabbi Yochanan Mishra Shekish Baruch Hu B'Beis HaKnesses V'loi Motsa B'Hasara M'yad Hu Koyes. He gets angry. Shenemar Madu Abasi V'Einish Korasi Ha'ikol V'Einoina. He used to say, he used to come to Shir, he used to give Shir also, he used to come, there would be no one in Shul. I would come, I would say, Madu Abasi V'Einish. HaKadosh Baruch Hu beat me to it. When he comes, there's no one there, Hashem is upset. I called out and there is no one here to answer my call to come to the Beis HaKnesses. Next. It's a kevias makom. HaKadosh Elokei Avraham b'Ezrei Sodafka b'Kei Avraham will be as his assistant. When a person dies, they say, "Ei Onav, where is the humble man? Ei Chos, the pious man. Mitalmidav Shal Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu Menolah. How do you know the makom? It says by Sodom. Vayashkeim Avraham Abaykel Hamakoyim. He returned to the same makom. When you daven in the same makom, you become familiar. The intent. You're able to intensify your tefillah. You're there less distractions when you're accustomed to being in the same place. Asher Amar Sham. V'amidu latefillah. Amidu min tzula shnema v'yamor pinchas v'yifalel pilel. And he was mispal amida. Is the amida is juxtaposed with the word v'yifalel, and that means us. That means that he was misled. V'yifalel means tefillah to judge, judgment. Person, the davening is called judgment. You judge yourself. You judge yourself when you daven if you're really worthy of observing Kodesh Baruch Hu, Kodesh Baruch Hu's grace. And here it's juxtaposed the word Omar, so he would learn that Amidu also means Tfilah. We say in Asher Yotzar, Yavshal lehiskayim v'la'amod lefonecha. So what does that mean? It means Tam. If I don't go to the Beis HaKisei, I can't exist. I can't stand and walk around. It's not the pshat. This is the pshat, but the modi pshat is the whole purpose is to be of life is to be mispalol to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And if you don't have a clean stomach, yevsha lehiskayim v'lamoid, you're not able to be oimed lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu in tzvila if you don't have a clean, if you're in a kavim or not working properly. When you leave the Beis HaKnesses, take small steps. When you leave, when you go to shul, run to shul. Let us run ladas es Hashem to know Hashem. Originally, when we would run to the shul to shir b'Shabbatah, so they are disgracing the Shabbos, they are violating the Shabbos because it's not their cheretz. Like a roaring lion runs. So not only did I not criticize them, I joined them. If you can't beat them, join them. Oh my, Rabbi Zera, I go to the pinnacle. The reward for coming to the shishir is the running, because most of what you learn, you forget. Most of what it's taught, you don't understand. So what do you get out of it? The schar of coming to the Beis HaKnesses. I'm going to buy an agud, the kala duchka, the reward of the kala, of yarkei kala, is being squashed. The reward, because most of what they say you don't understand, but being squashed in the shir, that's the reward you receive in the next world. I'm going to rava agud, the shmaitza, svara, the reward of learning is the toil that goes into trying to understand. It's not necessarily the result, but the yegia in trying to understand what it means, that's the reward. Amar Papa, Agri de Beitamyo, and go to a base of El is Shitikusa, silence. You're not supposed to speak in the base of El unless spoken to. So what do you get? You come, you sit there, by sitting there, you're saying to the person silently, Imaynochi Butzara. It's a very important halacha, most people do not know. You're not supposed to speak in the base of El unless spoken to. Amar Marzuja, Agri de Tamis, so what's the word of fasting? What do you really gain out of fasting? It's the tzedakah you give. That's the aniyim have great pleasure from the tzedakah that people give on Yom Tzayin. The hespeda of a hesped. It's not hespedim. It's the love, the walking, the accompanying of the maze to the Beis HaKvaris. Amar Rav Ashi, agud behilulah. You go to a chasana. What's the maila? Mile. You say something nice when you go to a chasana. You should say something nice to chasana kala. Give them simcha. I don't know if you know. Kolam Yisrael Achor Beis HaKnesses. Nika Russia. Shneimar Sadi the wicked, they walk in the back. Don't stand in the back of Beis HaKnesses. You're not facing forward. Because obviously you're comfortable back there, but as long as you're paying attention, you're facing, you're okay. He was in the back. He was not paying attention. He appeared like an Arab. Amalei kadu bar kayamta kami morich. Is this the way? Kadu means, is this the way? Bar kayamta kami morich. The way you stand before your Creator. Shalaf safsori. He took out his sword, his spear, the katli, and he killed the person. My, what does it mean? The pasuk krum, when it's elevated, zulas, the lowliest of neyadam, the lowliest, when it's elevated, the lowliest of neyadam. Amalei elu dvarim v'mar makes a drasha. The drasha is krum means something which is exalted, but unfortunately zulas. Zolus, it is disgraced. It is not given its proper due. Tfila is rum, is the most elevated thing. But unfortunately, it's zula zolus. What's the exact words of the pasuk? Give me 1 second. Just say the word properly. Zion is zulus. Zulus b'levnei adam, eil dvam shalim b'levnei shalom b'levnei adam, mizalzlin bohen, they do not give its proper tribute. Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Loz, Rabbi Javai, came and should serve adam l'briyos, another drasha. If a person needs to come on zulus b'nei adam, zulus means he has to become tafel, he has to come on to their grace, he loses his money, he doesn't have parnasa, and he needs handouts, his face turns into a krum. So we touch now rum. Kirum means kir. The chaf is a prefix. Rum means elevated. The Gemara is making a new drasha. The chaf is part of the sheresh. Kirum, and it refers to a bird. A bird makes, it turns into a certain type of bird that turns into a lot of colors. A person suffers extreme shame when he needs to come on to tzedaka. Kevan shnitzter chadam b'libriyos. A person comes kizulus b'nei adam. He becomes zulzul by human beings because he needs their kindness, their tzedaka. Kevan shnitzter chadam b'libriyos. Part of mishtanas kikrim tzedukum shema kirum. Zulus livnei adam. My krum kiyas ravdimi amar oif echad yesh bekarche hayam among the islands. Uchrum shemo kevan shechamo zorach. When the sun shines, misabich l'tamig vanu, it turns to many colors, and that's what a person looks like. He's shamed. Rabami Rabasi dami chavai kilu midim b'shnei dinim. The krum means that he suffers punishment. Another drasha that when a person needs to come out to tztaka, it's as if he suffers gehenim. Two types of again, fire and mayim. Shenemar, hirkaf enosh l'roshenu. If you put man on top of us, when we are subject to the kindness of someone else, when we are dependent, then banu, it's as if we have come be'esh mayim in fire and water, we suffer a double death. Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yehuda, liel v'yedam uzor b'tfilas ha-mincha. Sheliyo lo nene el b'tfilas ha-mincha. Shenemar v'hi v'alos ha-mincha. When he brought up the kara mincha, then v'yigash elo ha-novi v'yemer, and he said to Hashem, show these foolish people that the avod zor, the Baal is nonsense. Anenu Hashem, anenu shteret eish min ha-shemayim, help me that a fire shkana heaven consume my carbon, and not the carbon of the Baal. V'anenu shlo yoymu masik shofin, and also answer, they should not say that it was magic, they should believe that it was a miracle. Rabbi Yochanan, the lifting of my hand, minchas erev, the mincha that is near the evening. So he'll make a drasha, the mincha which goes near the evening, which refers to ma'ariv. Rav Nachman writes, "Gamaf tefilas shacharis nemar Hashem boiker in the morning tishma koyli boiker in the morning erev loch. I will arrange my prayer ve'etzape, and I will wait eagerly for you to accept my prayer." Okay, we'll stop here.